Resonance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Not Quite Mine by Katherine Bybee, performed by Amy McFadden. Chapter 1. Caitlin Morrison stood at the altar with tears welling behind her eyes. She forced her attention to the bride and groom and the vows they lovingly exchanged. Her brother, Jack, reached out to his newly adopted son Danny and took the ring the six-year-old held in his hand. Danny beamed with pride. His smile and sigh caught the attention of everyone in the church. Katie felt the hair on her arm stand on end when Jack winked at the boy. Her brother deserved the happiness he'd found with his bride and her son. Katie couldn't be more ecstatic about the woman he'd chosen to make a Morrison. The emotion that choked her up even more, however, Katie didn't want to name. She had no right to be jealous of her brother. Besides, green wasn't a color she chose to wear. Squaring her shoulders, Katie witnessed Jesse place a ring on Jack's finger and repeat her vows. When the minister instructed Jack to kiss his bride, his dimples appeared as a wide smile spread over his face, and he gathered her in his arms. True Texas catcalls and whistles lifted to the eaves of the church when Jack dipped Jesse low and let everyone know she was his. When Danny lifted his hand to shield his eyes from their kiss, the cameras in the church went wild. Katie let out a laugh and ignored the tears falling from her eyes. Then she felt him watching, knew the weight of his stare as she slowly lifted her gaze to the best man. Dean's gaze soaked her in. Looked through her would be a better way of describing the expression on his face. An unspoken understanding washed over his face and threatened a tidal wave of pain in Katie's chest. In that moment, Katie held more regret than she'd ever had in her entire life. Jack and Jesse turned toward the guests at the ceremony, while Monica, Jesse's sister and maid of honor, handed Jesse her bouquet. Katie pulled in her thoughts and memories and moved behind Jesse to fan the train of her dress so she could march down the aisle and not trip on the layers of fabric. Thank God Jack picked Dean to be his best man and not a groomsman. Otherwise, bridesmaid Katie would be paired with him for the remainder of the evening. Being this close to him was hard enough. Standing side by side all evening would be torture. Hell, it was still torture. The photographer ushered the bridal party outside the church while the guests were funneled in another direction. The bride and groom posed in front of the marble columns and ornate doors. Monica stepped beside Katie with Nicole, the other bridesmaid. A buzz overhead brought everyone's attention to the
sample complete. Ready to continue?